J.L. Broadneck returns to Alexandria to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. You can join us each Sunday at 10 a.m. for morning worship. For more information, 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255.
Yes, God bless you. This is James Broadnax, your apostle of prayer. And I just want to say welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast. And I am just excited. And you probably say, James Broadnax, why are you so excited? I am excited about what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing through this miracle-working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord Jesus is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. You see, I believe the Bible, and the Bible says in 3 John 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Well, I want to give you a personal invite to a powerful divine worship service this coming Sunday. Yes, right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. We are located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m., all roads and streets will be leading to 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. I am your pastor, James Broadnax. Now listen to me very carefully. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe that the greatest action that any person can take in any situation is to pray. I believe that. This ministry and these ministries was birthed through the power of prayer. You see, prayer powers everything. And he or she that prays for 1 hour each and every day shall walk in the supernatural, miracle-working power of God. And that's why God have instructed me this coming Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. during that worship service to place into the hands of everyone that walked through those doors one of my intercessory prayer guides. Yes, this booklet will change your life for the rest of your life. This 1 hour intercessory prayer guide will walk you through how to pray for 1 hour each and every day of your life. I tell you, this 1 hour intercessory prayer guide is a game changer. And I want to place this book in your hand on Sunday before you leave that worship service. It's absolutely free. But I do know one thing. If you ever get your prayer life right, you're going to see many, many, many changes in your life. It'll help you to overcome things, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. It will help you to resist the devil. You see, so I want you to make sure, don't you let nothing, no thing, or nobody stop you from being at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church at 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Now, we're going to pick back up on this thought here. I believe what I believe. You see, here's one thing for the prophet to believe. It's another thing for the apostle to believe. But things change when the child of God believes. You see, because sometimes there's prophetic words that are spoken into a child of God's life, and you see them a year or two later, and they're still stuck in the same old rut and look like nothing has changed in their life. And then sometime you would say, well, maybe the prophet just prophesied. Maybe it was not from God. Well, let me tell you something. We have to really take a look at the man in the mirror, you see? And we got to do that self-assessment. We got to do an assessment on self. I got to check myself out, make sure that I'm in the faith. Because what happens a lot of times is this right here, a person here. But do they believe what they are hearing? You see, we are on this broadcast today encouraging thousands around the world because we believe what we believe. And on yesterday, I told you what the Bible says in that St. Matthew chapter 9, how that Jesus told those two blind men that cried out to him, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." And how that Jesus did not touch them until he got a corresponding reaction of their faith. You see, faith cometh. You know how it come. By what? Hearing. And hearing what? The word of God, the word of faith. That's how faith cometh. By hearing, you see. And so because of what they heard, move them into position to pursue a miracle. Let me tell you something here. On Sunday morning, I'm going to be teaching right out of the Word of God, a word that's going to build your faith, a word that's going to cause you to walk and operate in the God kind of faith. Well, James Broadnax, what is the God kind of faith? That faith that you believe in your heart and you speak it with your mouth and it manifests in your life. That is the God kind of faith. And I'm going to be teaching right out of the Word of God. Listen to me very carefully. So now Jesus did not touch them until he got that corresponding reaction of their faith. And then that's when he touched them, laid his hands on them, and they received their sight. Listen to me. It happens because they believed what they believe. How can you say that, James Broadnax? Read scripture. The scriptures say Jesus told them that this happened according to their faith. Because of their faith, they receive their sight. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when you begin to read that Matthew chapter 9, verse 29, this is what it says. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. You see, it was according to their faith that miracle happened, meaning they believed what they believed in their heart. And many crusades I have seen people year after year, they are set there. They hear the same word of faith, and many of them stay stuck in that same rut, but they heard the same word of faith. And then here's another group of people in that same crusade. They step out. They begin to do, they begin to be, they begin to have the good that they want in life. Many begin to direct their faith and pray, and God give them their dream home, and they drive in their dream cars, and they are opening their dream businesses. But then here's another group sitting here, heard the same word of faith, but they still stuck in that same financial rut. Well, let me explain to you what's happening with that. According to the word of God here in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2, this will explain what it really means to believe what you believe. Hebrews 4 and 2, the word of God says, "For unto us was the gospel preached." He's identifying two groups of people, maybe in the same setting, hearing the same teaching, hearing the same preaching, hearing the same word of faith, but they receive different results. unto us was the gospel preached, talking about the household of faith, as well as unto them. So you have us, and you have them. Who is them? The one that heard, but they did not believe. The word of God says here, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith and them that heard it. So in other words, they heard it, but they did not mix faith with what they heard. You see, when you mix the faith with what you are hearing, that means that you believe what you believe, no matter what nobody says. When I read Malachi chapter 3, verses 10, I believe that. When the word of God says that if I would bring all of the tithe into the storehouse, that there be meat in God's house, and if I would prove him that God would open the windows of heaven and pour me out blessings, that I would not have the room to receive them all, guess what? I heard that, I kept hearing that, and one day I believed that. And then when I believed that, there was a corresponding reaction of my belief, which I started giving God the dime out of every dollar, you see. And then that Malachi 3:11 says, God said, I rebuke the devil for your sake. So the enemy cannot do what he want to do in a child of God's finance when a child of God is a tither. But all of this happens when the child of God believe what he believes. So I'm saying to you today on this broadcast, we're coming to you every day to drop these nuggets on you, to help you to build your faith so that you can receive that you desire from the Lord. Because God said in Psalms 37:4 that he would give to you the very desires of your heart. And I believe that with all my heart, all my soul, and with all of my mind. We'll pick back up on tomorrow's broadcast again, talking about I believe what I believe. Try to have a pen and paper so you can jot down the notes and jot down the scriptures that I'm going to be sharing with you this week. But remember this, Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m., our morning worship service, all roads will be leading to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, right here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. That zip code is 71302. I'm all out of time. I must go now, but remember Sunday, don't leave that service until I have placed in your hands the one-hour intercessory prayer guide. It's going to change your life for the rest of your life.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community, KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to give God thanks tonight by just saying, I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed.